I finish doing the
Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna go to the Puerto Ricans. Told you they are last. I got stuff where Grandmaster Cass talk about that the Puerto Ricans did not create. They just was a part of it. Just because you was there and you was around when it was happening doesn't mean you invented it or helped create it. No, absolutely not. There's a difference between you seeing it happening in real time. Because if that's the case, it wouldn't be fucking 101 when you see hip-hop. You see little sprinkles of Puerto Ricans everywhere. Puerto Rican here, Puerto Rican there. It's just a tiny bit of y'all. Ain't no half and half. It's all created by us. And then we be very specific, Black Americans. Let me bring it back. And hopefully y'all show some love, donate to the platform, man. You understand what I'm saying? Hit that like and share that I'm on, please. Appreciate y'all.
Where did hip-hop start? Started here at Rosedale Park, Noble Park, they called it. That park was rocking all the time.
Yes, that was Grandmaster Cass. I'm very aware of hip-hop, brother. I know who Grandmaster Cass was, but that's not the footage I'm talking about.
About that preacher and gather around, boy, but don't want you to miss none of this here story, because it goes like this. A preacher, he went out to hunt. It was on one Sunday morning. So he was one Christian young man, but he took his gun and alone. Well, the first thing he shot was a bunch of fine quails, and he shot him a nice fat hare. That's good. The woods on his way back home, he met a great big grizzly bear.
Yo, but hold up. West Indians came over here with their sound system. And they started hip-hop, right?
No,
hip-hop?
No,
no.
I'm going to say you are
no.
You say it again. Okay, I'm not going to say no. I'm going to say
hell no.
Now, I have to say this as well. I'm going to be very intricate in this, so I don't have to lose anything. You just heard the Jubilaries rhyming. That was in the 1930s and 40s. Can somebody give me any clip of somewhere in the mountains of Trenchtown, somewhere in the mountains where the Rastafari is at, or all the way downtown where the regular motherfuckers is at? Can somebody please show me where there was rhyming like that? Can somebody please tell me that cultural influence? Nah, man. Nah, again, I don't care. I'm not playing today. Can somebody show me some footage, please? Give me footage. Can I have some footage? No more talking out the neck. No more talking out the side of your ass. Can we get footage of somebody at least rapping just like that? Like the Jubilaries. Am I saying it right? The Jubilaires. The Jubilaires. Like you were just seeing them rhyming right there. They got another one called Noah's Ark. Can somebody give me some footage from y'all to show that we... Y'all with an influence? Somebody, you have to show me. Everybody talk shit, but don't have any receipts to back up nothing. My condolences.
Jamaicans did not create hip hop. They actually came over here and was influenced by our music and went to our music over there. Started playing our type of music in their country. So it's actually the other way around. We influence them. This myth continues despite growing evidence of the contrary. First of all, we have to first define what is hip-hop in the art form. Defining as a genre is an easier task since the music didn't really solidify into the mid-late 80s. I'm going to describe the art form as simple as I can. And then give reasons why Herc and Dance Hall aren't deserving of credit. The key elements of hip-hop are breakbeats and toasting. Breakbeats are essentially extended drum patterns at the direction of the disc jockey. It isn't clear where exactly the practice originated. Jamaicans did not do this in the 1970s. Dub music is often believed to be the precursor of hip-hop. However, dub effects weren't performed on site. Instead, they were pre-recorded on Accutate discs before being rotated at the dance halls. Because American disc jockeys were performing breakbeats across cultural and geographical boundaries. Toasting is described as chants over live music. While Jamaican MCs, DJs known to Jamaicans, there have been eyewitness accounts of these activities being used by neighborhood DJs earlier than 1974. The date Hurt reportedly to have debuted hip-hop. You also have to take into account how Jamaican disc jockeys were influenced by radio disc jockeys from the southern United States who toasted before presenting music on the airplay. I also want to point out that Kool Herc migrated to the U.S. at a very young age. He was too young to have witnessed the dancehall scene in Kingston.
My question to you is, as far as early hip-hop, like, because they tried to make it seem like hip-hop began from three West Indians.
I am one of the architects of what we call hip-hop culture, along with my other comrades, Brother Kool DJ Herc, who we call the father, myself, and the Grandmaster Flash, and then all the other pioneers who came after us. Myself, Askar Bambaataa, Grandmaster Flash, Kool DJ Herc, all of West Indian background, Kool Herc, Jamaica, myself, Jamaica and Barbados, and Grandmaster
all
Flash,
West Indian.
Barbados.
Where would hip-hop be without Caribbean Americans? There wouldn't be no hip-hop.
Like, so my thing is like, right, so 100 years from now, people looking at that would say, wow, hip-hop was a West Indian thing, maybe. People might conclude that. 100 years from now, that hip-hop was a West Indian thing. So my question to you was, okay, early hip-hop, was it a West Indian feel?
Not at all.
Not at all. Was there any dread? Was there any
dread? Oh, early hip hop, 74, 75, when y'all was out in this park. Was it a West Indian?
Now, this is the dude right here. This is one that was a part of the Black Spades, one of the founders of the Black Spades, man. I did when I did the same shit that I'm doing now 11 months ago. I played the whole thing with Leela. What's the lady's name? When she was exposing African Bambaataa. Her name was Leela Willis, something like that. And they broke it all down of how hip hop started. And they're gonna show a whole bunch of shit in here right here. The crossfader. They're gonna show the first b-boy when he said the Puerto Ricans wasn't even around when this shit happened. Like, come on. This is why they want, like, these people to die off. Because once they die off, then they can continue to perpetuate the lie. But niggas are still here. I'm glad that Busta came out. I'm glad that a lot of y'all think I created shit. I'm glad. Because now we can't let up from this time period on, because our history, our culture depends on it, because they are trying to erase us. All of them is trying to erase what we did so they can continue. Thank you, Don. Let me write it down so I can go right to a video, man. Hold on. Let me write it down. That's right. And I had her on the show as well, Leela Willis. I had her on the show. Shout out to her. I think she out there in L.A. Shout out to Wills. Leela Wills. Shout out to her. Good looking, Donnie Z. You know what I mean? But, y'all, we have to stay on top of our culture, because motherfuckers is jealous of our culture. They want our culture. We had them. We open up arms, let motherfuckers participate. And now since their head is swollen up and their nose in the air and their eyes is looking down upon us, they just got too comfortable. It's time to close the park. You're not invited to the barbecue. Okay? You have to earn your way back to the barbecue. Let's continue, y'all.
Feel to it? Was it?
No, it's all African Americans and Spanish.
Right.
It's an urban atmosphere, man.
Right.
I'm just asking for whatever.
I promise. I'm sorry. They contributed to the culture, did not create. There was a fucking difference. They contributed, but they're saying they created it. They definitely contributed, as later on, hip-hop started in the 70s. They started popping into the mid-70s, a little bit towards the end of 70s, really started full-fledged early 80s. Always been our culture. Anyway, not going to talk your head off. Thank you, Roosevelt, for donating to the platform. hopefully y'all show some love to the platform, man. You know what I mean? I just hope y'all appreciate what a nigga be doing, and I'm not just here for y'all niggas' entertainment. Show some love to the platform. You know what I mean?
I was just committing to people out here, right? But no, it wasn't that.
Like I said, and this is me,
right?
The first time I ever heard Jamaican music was from her. And that was from 74 and there. So in the beginning, you know, you might have heard Bob Marley, you know, do one or two things on the radio, maybe. But as far as going to a party and listening, it might be like, oh, turn that shit off,
right? Turn that radio
off. It'd be like, turn that shit off.
Yeah.
Happened with us, and I'm going to tell you what happened with us. This is really what happened with us. We, number one, we didn't have the backing. Number two, we were so busy trying to be fly.
That's exactly what I was trying to be fly, right?
Yeah, we couldn't think about anything else.
Yeah.
And other people that weren't getting the women like us, they could think about different
stuff.
Taking it to a business level.
Business level,
we was too fly for that. Like now, even to this day, the old schoolers,
you can
look at an old schooler or whatever, if they haven't seen you in a little time, yeah, act like they're under you, you know.
That's so funny, because dealing with Spades, they, you know, say they're older dudes, but I just get the vibe, like, yo, these dudes just still think they're the flyest dudes in the world.
Because that was the main thing.
Yeah, yeah,
that was the main thing. So, you know, and that's just, you know, if you really think about it, you know, just like what we went over to the building, whatever, if you're thinking about it, the people that we were calling nerds, or people that weren't, you know, wasn't able to come outside and stuff,
right?
Those are the people that thought about, hey, to make it this.
Yeah, make it a business.
You know,
to a business level.
Capitalize on
what we were doing for fun.
For fun, right.
We were doing it for fun.
Because they couldn't get those
are
who's telling the story.
Places like Murphy Projects. Over by the Cross Bronx Expressway, they get parties that run to the Friday. I mean, First Friday. And I'm start getting nice and more merchandise, more hip. And seeing how people react and dance and, you know, and literally, you know, I'm picking up the gripes from the audience. I'm out there for that. And you know, how come you don't have that right there?
I'm more Americanized, more hip. More Americanized, more hip. And he, him, Van Botta and Flash, no disrespect. This guy was normal. He was when he first came to the Bronx, he was young and he was dressing like a cowboy. Look at that. He was dressing like a real cowboy. So he wasn't even, like, come on. And Van Botta, them niggas, bitches wasn't on him. He had to be the DJs, to stand out. I'll bring him back. Come on, son. Let's keep it above here. We ain't playing.
For fun, right?
We were doing it for fun
because they couldn't get
those are
who's telling the story.
Places like Murphy Projects over by the Cross Bronx Expressway. They get parties that run to the Friday. I mean, First Friday, and I'm start getting nice and more merchandise, more hip. And seeing how people react and dance and, you know, and then, you know, I'm picking up the gripes from the audience. I'm out here for that. And he was, how come you don't have that right there? Why are you taking it out right there before the other part come on? And I'm one of them. So I took that concept from the dancer's perspective behind the turntables. So I'm not behind the turntables trying to make it sound other or keep, no, I'm playing what we want to hear on the dance floor. And how whatever it come in, I bring to my best of my ability. So I'm not no DJ. I became a DJ by doing what I was doing. I was the host of the party and the dancer that's behind the turntable playing for my dancer friend out there.
person, not a rapper. He was a DJ. DJ during the time period had sidekicks or MCs. Lil Herc's MC was an African-American named Hope didn't rap in the traditional sense. His style was more similar to Jar talking and call and response. The first person in the 70s to rap to the beat was DJ Hollywood, who was an African-American and was not part of the hip-hop scene, but part of
it's
the
not my volume. It's this
what
person's volume.
To
it's not mine. Mine's all the way up.
Extending the break beats of funk, soul, and disco records. And he did this by playing the same record on two turntables. A lot of Caribbean people claim that Herc brought toasting and Jamaican sound systems to America. Herc himself has denied on both claims and stated neither toasting or Jamaican sound systems had anything to do with the formation of hip-hop. Keep in mind, Kool Herc, like all of the so-called Caribbean founders of hip-hop, came to America when they were children. Herc was only 9 when he came to the States. All those dudes were Americanized. Everything they knew about music they learned in America. All of their favorite music was American. That's why once they got to the recording area, they were rapping over funk, soul, and disco, not reggae. They didn't bring any Caribbean culture with them to America as children. They didn't create shit. All they did was assimilate into African-American party culture, which is 100% true. Kool Herc did not throw the first hip-hop party. Disco King Mario, who was African-American, was before Herc.
Those
Jamaicans created hip-hop? No, not at all.
Everybody, name a song. I'm going to Paris, the South of the Wall. All those cats got to listen to me, because I am a judge and you can play to see. I want a big round table and not a good man. I won't sit down to one to square. I want to lay down the law. If it's not right, I bust some head because I am the judge. He is the judge. He is the judge.
Everybody wants credit, and we give everybody credit. Like, yeah, you want to credit, you want to get credit for our music, that's fine. That's why we see a lot of people talking about making create hip-hop, which is not true.
No, we did.
How so? Oh, let's get into this. How you create hip-hop?
Well, okay.
I'm going to get into this. How you create hip-hop, man?
Well, I didn't create hip-hop.
How did Jamaican create hip-hop?
But I'm going to... I heard it was because of Jamaicans. I was here telling you the narrative. I've heard it.
We're gonna clear that up.
The narrative. Because of Jamaicans that inspired who worked to go to the Bronx door, whatever. That's what I've read. And by the way, for my people from the I'm trying to be our representative. You know,
yeah,
I'm here to be a buffer. You know what I mean? I'm here to be a buffer. I'm gonna get somebody the next to the Google to jump. So you're trying to don't take it from a Jamaican.
Don't even have.
What is the first hip hop?
The first technical hip hop record is the cross between Kingston the Third and Rappers Delight. The first technical hip hop record doing what they were doing at the parties in the record.
Mm.
But rap records existed going back to the 1920s where people were rapping on beats. Foundational Black America, we've been doing gospel truth, rapping over the beat. Even the word rap, that's something that Foundational Black America was more than 60 word and turn. Even hip hop, that was kind of the term.
How did the narrative get mixed up?
It got mixed up because of writers talking about Kool Herc. Kool Herc parties got popular. And because Kool Herc parties got popular, he tried to attribute that he created hip hop, which he didn't. He just got a lot of stuff that people were already doing and kind of put it together in one place. What made Herc's party popular
the turtle was a picture of stature, that he played breakbeats, which other DJs played breakbeats too. There were other DJs before Earthlight. So I'm just with Mario, who's Foundation of Black Americans. And again, they were using funk breaks by James Brown. Graffiti came out of, modern graffiti came out of Philadelphia by doing the cornbread early back in the 60s. So all the elements of the thing about her. Soak the records, so you wouldn't see where the records were. So people heard these funky records and these breaks, and they wanted to hear them again. And in order to hear them again, you had to go to Herb's party, so he didn't let nobody know what the records were. That gave Herb an edge. That's pretty much it. But all the hip hop elements were already there.
Mm-hmm. I feel like but do you at least admit that there's some commonality or synergy between, like, you know, even some of the culture that existed in the Caribbean, that I don't want to say necessarily inspired, but crossed over, whether it was from an exchange of immigrants or anything like that.
No, because Kool Herc couldn't play Caribbean music at his jam. He's admitted that. He said, I tried to play reggae music, the crowd didn't like it. There was nothing about Caribbean music that influenced hip hop here. Absolutely nothing, and that's been a myth that's been perpetuated for years, and nobody wants to clear it up. We have to clear that stuff up, and that's, we ain't trying to take anything away, but we won't let people take away from us the Foundation of Black America. Hip-hop is 100% Foundation of Black American creation, because hip-hop was born out of the funk movement that was around at the same time. Even b-boy comes from the funk music. You can't b-boy from Jamaican music. The rhythm of funk music, you have to start the beat on the one, and when people pop like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's funk all the way. Everything about it comes from Foundation of Black American funk, and then that turns into FBA hip hop.
Wow! And I'm not even done. There's another one that I really want y'all to hear. I have the phone lines open, so since it's been an hour since we've been talking about it, I still have two more, and then we're going to go into the Puerto Ricans. Can somebody say my condolences? I want everybody to put my condolences in the chat, because your lives is dead now. We're putting it to rest. It is dead. Done. My condolences. All right? And make sure y'all hit that like button. If y'all haven't, hit the like button. All right? Where we at? No, that's not it. This is it right here. Yeah, and I got more. I got more. And I want to say shout out to Michael Wayne TV. Shout out to him. I'm going to reach out and have him on the show. I'm going to reach out to him. I want to open the phone lines real quick. Real quick. This is our little intermission mission. I want to hear what y'all have to say. Everybody put those my condolences in there, because what y'all niggas is trying to say and trying to prove is done. Please. Call this number right here. 319-527-6193. Hip-hop is a lifestyle. A lifestyle. That was our lifestyle. Who hurt? Said he got Americanized and he got more hip. He never ever claimed to create it. Just because Flash, Bambaataa, and Herc, who Herc really didn't even capitalize off of it. It was Flash and Bambaataa. But they got it from our culture. Y'all did not bring anything. Did Jamaica have an impact on hip-hop music? Yes. Afterwards, it pretty much started with The Bridge Is Over, The Bridge Is Over, blah, blah. And not even that. Let me go. Hold on. And I'm going to put it to shout out to Tariq Nasheed, man. I really want to get him on the show, too. Hopefully that can happen one day. Hold on. Can you say the name? I'm telling that the rain is gone. That motherfucker. Hold on, because I played it. I'm going to play a little snippet for y'all. Look on my motherfucking camera. Oh, and thank you, Piper and Roosevelt, for showing some love to the platform. If y'all would love to donate and show some love to the platform, please show some love to the platform, y'all. If y'all, his name is Johnny Nash. There's a song called Hold Me Tight. Just give y'all a snippet. Hold on. Hold up. Let me see if anybody called. Nobody don't want to call? Wow. All right, we're just going to go in. Give y'all a little snippet. He was a FBA who went and recorded out there, you know, and liked the culture and did a rendition of, you know, using a Jamaican beat. This was in the 60s, if I'm not mistaken, 70s or something like that. But this is a snippet. And gave y'all props, not say that we created it.
I don't wanna hear it no more fucking ass fucking playlist. Hold me tight. Let's let bygones be bygones. Let's think about tomorrow, girl. Our future is bright.
And you hear, and do you hear that beat? That's a ska. That's ska. That is a ska jam, but that's blues. That's still rhythm and blues. Ah, oh, still rhythm and blues. That's ska. That's ska. That is not reggae yet. It is not even rock steady. What the fuck is that talking about? And that's still R&B. Huh? 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 I want to hear something. Y'all niggas is playing. Mm-mm. My condolences. People lie, but the timeline doesn't. That's why history is important. People in this world, the only people who is so much trying to be smushed and suppressed of their history is Black Americans, because why? We are the culture. Stop it. And I'm not done. Look at this, man. Hold on. Wrong one. This is good. This is only going to get good, better. Hold on. Mm-hmm. But what's your plan? Somebody's feelings is hurt. That's exactly what that is. So I don't know if you're talking about me. You saying, what's your plan? Are you talking about me? What do you mean by that? If you're talking to me, because you must feel some kind of way. And let me just say this first. Chuck D is from Long Island. Mind you. He's hearing this shit from the tapes that's coming in from the inner cities, and they bringing it back out to Rosedale and all that shit out there in Long Island. And that's how y'all had to travel on the train to come to the heart of the city to find out what hip-hop really was. Please enjoy yourself. And all I'm saying is, if y'all are entertained, show some love to the platform, son. You know what I mean? Enjoy this. Shout out to, what's his name again? I think I said his name. This is Michael Wayne, right? Yep. Michael Wayne T fucking B. Salute. Y'all go subscribe too. Check it out. Check it out. You talking to me? Why don't you call in, brother? Big talk. Because that's exactly what you're doing. You're doing a lot of talking. I mean, excuse me, you're doing a lot of typing. Call in. The number is right there, brother. It's right there. Right there. You see it? You see it? Pinned up? And it's scrolling on the bottom. The number is there. 319-527-6193. Call in. I got, if this is Lola, area code 781. Area code 781. What's good?
Mike Lowry, I'm sorry. Don't hang up on me. I need help.
Why you need my help?
Mike Lowry, was that?
No. I see, need my help. I'm just a servant for everybody. I'm a servant for y'all. And y'all niggas just fucking with me. But a nigga can't even get a goddamn dollar. Can't even get a donation. Shout out to all the motherfuckers who don't have to say anything. With no problem. You understand what I'm saying? And y'all niggas still, y'all looking at me and still not showing love. But I'm up here presenting this shit to y'all. And I know it don't even bother y'all. You know what I mean? It don't bother me a little bit, but not like that. You know what I mean? But it just shows what it is. I'm just here just to kill y'all on time. You know? But anyway, let's keep going.
Your four youth, five youth, other youth. Is my take on it.
When they said hip-hop was for the youth and by the youth, I totally agree with that.
Hip-hop was stolen from 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old kids. Hip-hop was a youth-oriented movement.
Right.
It's not adults, right? It's youth-oriented.
Right.
Any adults were very young adults. Very, very young.
Right.
And those adults were still connected to us.
My take on it is right here. For the youth, by the youth, of the youth.
Hip-hop was started for the youth, by the youth. So I agree when Chuck D said that. But my concern with Chuck D, when he said his comments, was that these myths and these lies, these hip-hop lies that have been circulating for so long, or I shouldn't even say lies, I should say unconfirmed rumors. You know what I'm saying? One of the unconfirmed rumors that I have an issue with is that Kool Herc brought the two turntables and a microphone concept to the Bronx or to New York City or to America.
It's created this realm of taking and making what's in records and turntablism, and what the Jamaicans and the Caribbeans did with two turntables and a microphone and toasting, and taking that to the next level with what you call American records. See, that style of the two turntables and getting on the mic from Kool Herc, who's the Jamaican. See, that style of the two turntables and getting on the mic from Kool Herc, who's the Jamaican.
There would not be hip-hop. There would not be two turntables without Jamaican culture.
You're right.
So from my understanding, they're trying to say Kool Herc was the very first person to play on two turntables and a microphone, and that he brought that style from Jamaica. From my understanding, the African-American R&B DJs, the African-American disco DJs, DJs on the radio personalities, was already rocking two turntables and a microphone probably before Kool Herc even became a DJ. We've been through this type of thing before with these unconfirmed rumors like Afrika Bambaataa.
Yeah, they're saying that he started the space.
And also, you know, we went through the whole thing, the unconfirmed rumors about when after Flash invented the crossfader.
It said Flash.
Yeah.
And the thing went right through my mind. KRS-One said he invented the crossfader.
No. Bullshit.
That's not true.
No.
Grandmaster Flash may have made his own crossfader. You know, DJs already had crossfaders before Grandmaster Flash made his own. You know, like who DJ D, he had a crossfader probably before Grandmaster Flash even became a DJ.
This is the mixer that was the first crossfade mixer in the Bronx. First one, this is GLI Disco 3800.
And just to let you know, this video for me is bigger than just hip-hop history. This video has a lot to do with our confidence as a group of people, our confidence in each other.
Well, you know, confidence breeds success, and success breeds confidence. And I'm a strong believer that when it's applied properly, that it will surpass a genius. There's nothing like confidence once it's applied properly.
Over the years, you know, we used to be one of the most confident people. And it's... Sorry to interject. I'm going to bring it back. But what's the name? Hold on one second. Native New Yorker, there's no Super Chat because of YouTube. Okay? Because of YouTube. But that's why I said. That's why the link is in there, the PayPal or the Cash App. If you love this, want to show some love to the platform, please show some love and donate to the platform. We'll be gladly appreciated. All right? So let's continue.
It just seems like now we had a time in American history where our confidence is not what it used to be. You know, to be honest, maybe we abused our confidence. Maybe sometimes we could be overconfident and too arrogant. Maybe we was harsh towards other nationalities, snapping on them, being insensitive maybe towards all other nationalities. And now, nowadays, it seems like these same other nationalities are taking credit for things that we started. And then the ironic thing is some of our leaders are actually giving it to them.
And what the Jamaicans and the Caribbeans did with two turntables and a microphone and toasting and taking that to the next level with what you call American records. See, that style of the two turntables and getting on the mic from Kool Herc, who's the Jamaican.
These myths and these lies, these hip-hop lies that's been circulating for so long, or I shouldn't even say lies, I should say unconfirmed rumors, that Kool Herc was the first one to bring two turntables and a microphone concept from Jamaica to the Bronx or to New York City. And the reason why I have an issue with this is because I've never actually heard Kool Herc say this. You know, it's always the rumors and it's always other people that's saying things like that. You know, maybe there is some kind of audio or video somewhere of Kool Herc saying that he did bring toasting to New York City and that's what started hip-hop. Maybe there is some audio or video of Kool Herc saying that. For anybody that has that audio, please, you know, share the link so we can all learn together. Because I've never heard of Kool Herc say he brought two turntables, a mic, and toasting over here and started hip-hop. The only thing I've ever heard Kool Herc say is that he was the one who started, you know, extending the breakbeats, making the breakbeats longer for the teenagers to go off, for the teenagers to drop to the floor and go off and do their favorite dances or their routines or whatever. And notice Kool Herc's words. He said he started extending breaks from an experiment. I've never heard Kool Herc say he started extending the breaks because he got that from Jamaica. Notice his words. He said he started from an experiment.
The breaks came out of an experiment. The breaks came out of an experiment. I watched the people dance, and a lot of people used to wait for some particular part of the record. I'm studying the floor. I'm like a shepherd. I'm watching the flock. I got to maintain this crowd going on until about 4 o'clock. So I'm very observant. So what I was noticing, people used to wait for the particular parts of the record to dance through, just to do their special little move. So I said, listen, I'm going to do a thing. I'm going to call it the merry-go-round. I put all these breaks that I know that I have in my collection together. Some of them I have two. Most of them I only have one. So I just have to keep it going. I call it the merry-go-round.
He started from an experiment to see what keeps the teenagers energetic on the dance floor. He wanted to keep that energy. And when you read the book that Kool Herc helped put together, and it says on page 77 that Kool Herc wanted to generate that same energy that he saw the black space bring on the dance floor when they were yelling out soul power, soul power. James Brown, soul power. From my understanding, disco DJs was already extending breakbeats, was already looping breakbeats. But the disco DJs, they did it for an adult crowd, a more sophisticated crowd. That wasn't hip-hop. That was just disco. Kool Herc did it for the teenagers going off on the dance floor.
It's the type of music and who you were playing for.
Kool Herc extended the break beats for the break dancing. And that is Kool Herc's contribution. Kool Herc's contribution is that he extended the break beats for the break dancers. People try to attach Jamaican culture. What does break beats and break dancing have to do with Jamaican culture? You know what I'm saying? I've seen no evidence. I've never heard of anything about Jamaicans was break dancing on the floor or Jamaicans was extending break beats to break dance on the floor or anything in the Caribbean islands. From my understanding, the best break dancers, they went to Kool Herc parties.
Smokey, the Smoke Patron.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The Smoke Patron has some amazing break dancers over there.
Oh, yeah?
But
you remember
the best,
yeah.
Just the best from Smoke Patron would come to Herc. just the best room, because first was the Mecca.
The Mecca
of the best there. Mm-hmm. And you can ask anybody back then, they won't dispute that if you had real skills and you really want to test yourself to see where you at, go to Herbert. Because that's where the best breakdancers were.
From my understanding, the best breakdancers in the Bronx and the best breakdancers in New York City, in Harlem, they came to Kool Herc parties. You know what I'm saying? So we give Kool Herc the credit for that, for being the one who cared to the breakbeats for the teenagers. Hip-hop dance, breakdance, b-boying, that's just one element of hip-hop. They said Herc used to mix the beat. The beat of the record into and let the beat part play instead of the record. That's what we give him credit for. Okay, well, really good. That's what we give Kool Herc credit for.
Wait.
Extending the breakbeat.
Wait a minute. Here's the thing. You see what I don't like about some of y'all? You said, thank you. So why the FBA hates some Caribs, fam? Don't get it. Y'all are so, you are, you know what? Let me relax real quick, because, all right. Don't equivalent hate by giving y'all a historical fact that y'all did not create hip-hop, which y'all claim to have created. It's like white people. They bombard us with hate, killed us, lynched us, all that. Even right now, shooting us unarmed 150-some times, 60 times, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Once we speak about the harsh injustice and how we're being treated from this system, that's reverse racism. Fuck, we hate y'all just because we are holding up a mirror to what you are doing to us, and y'all equate that to hate. I'm sorry, Jason. I have to. You know what I mean? Because I'm so impulsive. I have to relax. But sometimes these dudes, it's slow, man. It's almost like y'all are very conscious of not wanting to admit. You're conscious that we are making sense. So your only excuse is to say, by me and us showing y'all the truth because of y'all lies. That we are hating, we hate y'all. How is that? And we welcome y'all. Just admit it. You did not create a goddamn thing. And I'm just going to say it again. It should be the other way around. Who created? Who created Ska? Who created Rocksteady? All of that comes from our music, bro. It is not our fault that y'all are getting this spanking. It is y'all fault. So you're going to equate giving y'all the truth and the facts to us hating y'all. You have to be on the short cheese bus. Because evidently your mind cannot compute or register the truth. Bars. We should not be held accountable for your ignorance, family. We should not be held accountable or be blamed as hate because of your lack of understanding. That is your fault. Maybe you need a tutor or some kind of psychiatric help for you to understand words. That's your fault, family. That's all I have to say. And thank you, Pi 180. The shit is right there. I just put it in the link right there. Bing to the goddamn bong. It's right there, Pi 180. I appreciate you. And you can see my name is right here. So the name of my Cash App is right there. $MikeLarry16. Yeah, because I always put in a lot of work. I make it look easy, but goddamn it ain't. But I'm not going to talk about me no more. That's right. YouTube, Lisa, y'all need to, I'm going to say this to keep it moving because this documentary right here that I'm playing, this is really good. So I'm going to shut up after this. Damn, I forgot what I was going to say. This is a really good one right here. So I'm going to really fall back after this. Only thing I'm saying is
Black Americans, I have to commend Star, most importantly, Tariq Nasheed. And plus, we've been like this for a long time, though. But thank you, Tariq Nasheed, for magnifying, putting a magnifying glass on it. And it's ruffling the feathers. It's putting a ruffle in the goddamn waters. And it's trickling down. Because our culture has been so taken from, we've been pillaged, raped. We just open the door and it's like the new Jordans is coming and everybody is, the gate is down and it's a whole bunch of motherfuckers is ready to, you know, bum rush the store. It's like Black Friday. Everybody just can't wait to get in. Everybody stampeding on top of each other, just running and taking. That's our culture. We the Black fucking Friday, man. We are the new Jordans. Everybody running to take and weigh down. That's what we are. We are the commodity. We are being used all the time. Y'all use us and look down upon us and have the nerve to talk about culture and everything, how you move into. That's us. That's me. Ooh. Who's Dorian? That's me. That's my son. All my kids have my middle name, Dorian. So if you see Dorian, that's me. That's my middle name. That's my son's name. It was my daughter's name. That's a unisex name. Dorian. I'm going to get the crazy legs. Like I said, I ain't going to get to the Puerto Ricans yet. So for right now, I'm going to shut the fuck up. Because this video right here is really good. Shout out to Michael Wayne TV. Subscribe to him. This is a really good one. Whoever going to donate, thank you in goddamn advance. All right? Let's go. And please, everybody put the praying hands or just put my condolences. This is a funeral service.
Now, if you want to say who brought two turntables and a microphone from Jamaica, really is irrelevant because the Jamaicans, according to the Jamaican music pioneers, they got their whole setup from America. You know what I'm saying? They got inspired from American radio personality.
Back together with Count Machuki, and you know, we're just close to him like I've heard it on the radio station.
You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to praise Kuhurt, but Kuhurt got it from Jamaica, but Jamaica got it from America. So it's like a dog chasing his tail, like he's trying to get us to run around in circles. It all came from America. It all came from brown-skinned DJs in America, our brown Americans, foundational brown Americans.
And what the Jamaicans and the Caribbeans did with two turntables and a microphone and toasting and taking that to the next level with what you call American records. See, that style of the two turntables and getting on the mic from Kool Herc, who's the Jamaican.
Let's inspire Kool Herc to make his own videos to, you know, make those type of statements, you know what I'm saying? Because I've never heard it. And from my understanding, that's false information. Hip-hop began as a strictly African-American culture. Breakdance began as a strictly African-American culture.
They try to say that hip-hop came from Caribbean culture.
No.
It didn't. Was it a Caribbean feel?
No.
In the street? Right.
Did you hear that piece? Did you hear that piece?
Right.
Well, none of that was that hooks. None of that was that. Everything was Black American.
Black American.
Black American.
You know, shout out to the original breakdancers. I finally found them. If anybody familiar with Michael Wayne TV, my very first video, that's what I asked Michael Wayne. I asked Fat Mike. I said, you know, was y'all the first breakdance? You know, and Fat Mike, being honest, he didn't really know who started breakdancing. But I'm glad to say I finally found the first breakdancers at Kool Herc Party.
Was y'all the first breakdancers, though? Who started that, really?
As far as I know, no.
Breakdancing came from a variety and all over in different parts of the Bronx. I can't tell you exactly where it started at,
exactly
where it started here. We were doing breakdancing. We were doing wild. Right down, we used to call it wild dancing.
But I'm glad to say I finally found the first breakdancers at Kool Herc Party. Shout out to all my African Americans on the west side of the Bronx, University Avenue, Burnside Avenue, Coombs, St. Sedgwick Avenue. You know, from my understanding, this is where breakdance really took form. Breakdance began as a strictly African-American culture.
All right, yeah. What y'all really want to know about this thing called hip-hop that the West guys created.
Okay.
Like the first breakdance. I'm talking about we went down to the floor, we did these. I mean, we did our thing.
You know, when you ask Trixie, when you ask the original dancers who was at Cool Herc parties, they make it clear. It had nothing to do with Jamaica. It had nothing to do with Caribbean culture or any of that.
Was Herc representing Jamaica? Like, did he have dreadlocks?
No, he didn't have dreadlocks. He had a low haircut like I did.
He was dressing like y'all?
He was dressing like us.
Like African-American.
Real African-American.
Okay.
He didn't play no Jamaican music.
Now let me ask you now, when Kool Herc would start playing that,
and did he play slow music too?
Would he play reggae?
Nah, he wasn't a reggae guy. He wasn't a reggae guy because at that time, you know, reggae wasn't pop. We wasn't feeling reggae.
He wasn't feeling reggae.
Huh. At least not to us. So we never seen him. We never seen him with a reggae album.
He was like mixing in with y'all then.
All the way, man.
He was mixing with African American.
Like we was amazing. Like what we were doing, our style, our finesse, how we carried ourselves.
One of the other Jamaican artists is
Bob Marley.
But he ain't say no, Bob Marley.
Okay.
Bob Marley was not in the Whatever this got it made everybody go out.
Now you see, I promise I'm gonna keep it short. Let me just thank the people who did show love. So at least I could do that. It showed the appreciation. Thank you, Teresa, Lakedra, Ebum, Don, Neezy, and Piper and Roosevelt. So I really appreciate y'all because it keeps me doing things that I'm doing now. So I appreciate it. And even Kool Herc said it when they stopped playing that shit, these niggas will walk out. They don't want to hear it because it's too slow. Not saying that it's not good. We are here to have a good time. We talking the 70s, the 80s in the Bronx, dilapidated buildings, burnt down buildings, no lights, rubble. It's like a Hiroshima bomb dropped in the Bronx. They don't want to do all that shit. These niggas want to pop, lock, do the boogie, the booty crunch, whatever the fuck they did, the hip, the break, the hip, it was too slow. We'll get on up, niggas want to do the chicken bone. What's the other dances they got? All the other shit, I forgot. What's that shit? I don't want to hear no more. I know this is not going to stop with me, but for those who follow me, who fuck with me, just apply this to yourself. And when they start talking that shit, just show them me, Tariq, or whoever, Michael Wayne TV, as a footnote, as a reference. That niggas need to stop. And again, I apologize for my condolences. Funeral services is incessant. Fuck that. Why does it matter? Hold on. I'm sorry, everybody. I know y'all tired of me. I don't care. This is my shit right now. Occupy Black Wall Street. You see what I'm saying? Why does this matter so much? You see that? Yo, these niggas just hurt. It is not just rubbing in your face. So you telling me, you want to ask this question, this guy, don't block him, Occupy Black Wall Street, you said, why does this matter so much? You see what I'm saying? Why would you ask me that? Why don't you ask the people who started this narrative? We didn't say a thing. Relax, Mike. Relax. We are just responding to the negative bullshit and the lies that y'all spew on our culture because we was being so nice. That's why it means so much because y'all been lying this whole time and we are only
refuting your claims with non-refutable evidence and facts. We have receipts to prove that you're lying. So why does it matter so much for the last time? Ask your people that. Why it matters so much to prove to the world that y'all created something that was from our culture. And you have the nerve to ask me, why does it matter? You didn't start it. Again, everybody, I'm going to stop this shit here now. Everybody, for the ones who's feeling sorry, it's their fault. I need everybody, again, I don't care if you put it in there 2 seconds ago, put in my condolences, funeral service. That's it. That's all this is. We're putting you in the ground alive.
I want to shout out the original breakdancers. And you know, it's very interesting. Why is it that the original breakdancers never hardly get any recognition or credit for what they did? You know, Kool Herc, you know, he generated the music for them, but it was them, it was the dancers who was actually creating moves on the dance floor. To me, they should get just as much as credit as Kool Herc. Why is it that they are kept like unheard of? You don't really hear of the original breakdancers at Kool Herc party. And my message to Chuck D is, you know, when you talk to the original dancers who was at Kool Herc party, they say a totally different thing. You know, it wasn't no Jamaican culture coming to the Bronx starting hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no Caribbean culture coming to the Bronx starting hip-hop. You know, we've always respected Chuck D. A lot of us has always respected Chuck D as, you know, accurate with information, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, to be trusted, information to be trusted. If Kool Herc is indeed the first one who brought the two turntables and a microphone to New York City, then great, you know what I'm saying? And Chuck D is right, and I've learned something new, you know what I'm saying? But like I say, I've never heard Kool Herc actually say that. You know, I've never heard Kool Herc say that he brought coasting to America, and that's what started hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? From my understanding, the Jamaican pioneers who started toasting actually got toasting from our American elders.
I came back and changed that. We did it like a toasting, you know.
Did you get that idea from America?
America.
Did you hear it? No. Fuck that. We're gonna run this in. The toasting. Let's bring it back. Huh? Bring it back.
I came back and changed that. We did it like a toasting, you know.
Did you get that idea from America?
America, right.
You know what I'm saying? It was America who was making rhymes and emceeing on microphone. But they used to call it jive talk, you know what I'm saying? And then the Jamaicans copied it and they called it toasting. So Chuck D, my message to Chuck D is, you know what I'm saying? We respect you, respect your history, you know, trust you, you know, with the information. But let's just get the information correct. Let's not spread more lies and more rumors and false information and this hip-hop holy trinity. Let's not deify men.
Dance music, soul and funky, was kept by some of those DJs playing those American records. And this is the beginning of what they call the holy trinity. And this is the beginning of what they call the holy trinity of DJs, Kool Herc, and then along that area, Africa, Bambaataa, and then Zulu Nation over there.
This hip-hop holy trinity, let's not deify men. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to deify any pioneer, Mario or any pioneer. I'm not here to deify or put one pioneer over the rest. Because for me, it's all about the masses of us. It's all about the masses of us coming to agreement and moving in one organized direction. My message to Chuck D is, let's get the information correct. If Kool Herc is the one who brought that to New York, then please let Kool Herc teach us so we can all learn together the right way. And like I say, it's all about cross-reference. Whatever Kool Herc says, believe it's going to be cross-reference with other elders who was around at that time.
Be with it. Listen to Adele Warwick's song and try to sing it exactly.
Listen. Hold on. This is the same documentary that I was playing you earlier. This is from the same one. What I was playing earlier about the sky and all that, this is the same documentary. I'm glad that he did the time to like edit it to the most important parts. So this is critical here. Please pay attention.
And let me just answer this one thing about somebody said, look up Pig Meat, whatever. We already played that already. Castlevania, Vaniac, or whatever. We already played that. So we already on top of that. You know what I mean? I need everybody to pay attention. Thank y'all. Please share and all the good things. Let's get it.
Be with it. Listen to a Dionne Warwick song and try to sing it exactly as Dionne did it.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry, it's time with me. Walk on by.
If you are a group, you try to study the Supremes, Marjorie's and the Vandellas. If there was a group who comes from abroad to our shores, we would want to go and see them because they have something to teach us.
People that come abroad, we would go see them because they have something to teach us. Nah, man, hold on. No, nah, man. I will give y'all the video so y'all can see it on your own. But right now, this is the Mike Lowry Show. We have to let that sink in because it's so much. When people come from abroad, we come and see them because they have something to what? My condolences.
If there's a group who comes from abroad to our shores, we would want to go and see them because they have something to teach us.
It starts came from the American R&B music, you know, because we're always being influenced by the Impressions, all them soul R&B girls.
Say it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, have a good time, cause it's alright, whoa, it's alright.
You start imitating the rhythm and blues songs like the Smiley Lewis or Professor Lange, Louis Jordan, and you know, those kind of beats. We try to imitate it.
Beans and cornbread had a bite.
Beans and cornbread out of sight.
Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans me on the corner to my night. I've been running.
We was playing the boogie woogie and the shuffle and things like that. We realized that we were definitely swatting. Copying the American stuff. We did some rhythm and blues. Tried to copy the rhythm and blues with that driving beat.
It was all about rhythm and blues. I need to get a picture of a fucking car.
As the 1950s rolled on, the music of Fats Domino, Ray Charles, and Louis Jordan was streaming into the island from southern American radio stations just over 90 miles away. And with the sound system blasting out most nights of the week, downtown Kingston went dance crazy.
Oh my God, hold on, you hear that funk? Night and day, baby. Come on, man, don't get me doing it. I know I sound like corny right there, I don't give a fuck. But did you feel it? You felt it. We are the backbone. We are the neck bone that you put inside that
the goddamn collard green. We are the neckbone. We are the foundation. And again, I love my Jamaican people. I don't care, man. I love y'all, man. I love the culture. I always big up Jamaican culture. I love y'all niggas. Like, facts. But the big bro, meaning Black American culture, have to just, you know, like, relax now. Because niggas are being comfortable. Me feel no kind of way, but then y'all felt that soul right there. You heard that, right, Charles? That's our shit. That was something that God was mimicking, man. I need to really relax. I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to shut up. Okay? I'm sorry.
Competition became the biggest local industry. Competition was here. The pull in the punches had the best music lasting out of the system. The race was on for the hottest American tune. The race was on for the hottest American tune.
Some of the American people, they need cheap labor, so they bring cotton, cane, and things. But why are you cotton, cane? If you buy a rhythm and blues, 6 times more money you get because you're going to sell it back to sound system people. So everybody anxious to go to the farmer but not to cut cane. They want to go buy some.
Out of this fierce competition, two giants emerged, Clement Coxendod and Arthur Duke Reed. Combining their businesses with their sound system dancers, they were effectively the bands of downtown Kingston and would continue to control the Jamaican music business for the next 15 years.
Reggae artists rapping on that music back in the 70s, late 60s. The reggae artists was rapping on that music back in the 70s, late 60s.
Cosmos Soul System was the sort of soul system to create this jacket that was the microphone in between records. All the other DJs before our time, they would just put on the records and either dance with a girl or drink a beer. But it wasn't anything exciting.
Well, I'm Clement Dodd, better known as Cox and Downbeat, master of the Royal Society.
Sorry, I didn't make this clear earlier. I didn't make this clear. The people that are speaking, as you could see in the, I looked at it but didn't even really just say it. Jamaica's music pioneer. So these people that are speaking are pioneers. From there, from Yard, telling y'all exactly where the influence came from. I'm just going to shut up from there.
Yeah, jazz. And new sound system.
They will only just put on the records and either dance with a girl or drink a beer. But it wasn't anything exciting.
Well, I'm Clement Dodd, better known as Sir Cox and Downbeat, master of the Royal Society of Jazz and Pino Sound System.
When you were growing up,
what
was there music in your house?
Well, yes, we had a Martha Richards. We used to listen to the foreign station a lot, like Voice of America.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
Can somebody please say Macadonis?
Voice of America, listening to people like Billy Eckstine.
I need no shackles to remind me. I'm just a prisoner of love.
And I'm sure wrong.
I can't forget how to harsh me.
Cheryl Vaughn, Lionel Lambton, Louis Jordan.
This is speaking, no, this is speaking more than in the swing. I came back and changed that.
With that's a toasting, you know.
Did you get that idea from America?
America.
This is what y'all asked for. This is not hate. We don't hate you. I don't hate you. We are the culture. I want to be paid to say your culture is our culture. But see, I have so much respect for y'all. See, even when we write, I'm still sure because the love I have for you. The toasting is ours. Sound systems, he's y'all pioneer. The music, the influence, the imitation, the whole culture is a buster. Buster, what it is right now, buster. Woo-ha, I've got y'all niggas all in check right now. What you smoking on, I'm not smoking on anything. I had a cigarette. I had this weed. I ain't smoking. This is the last bit of Bob Marley. Yep, I ain't got no weed. That's the only weed I got. So you saying what am I smoking on to say what? You say that to say what? Thank you, Occupy Wall Street. I don't know how long you've been watching me. I always show Jamaica culture the utmost respect because I love it so much. I love the culture a lot. But when people try to just look down upon us, like, bro, y'all been hitting at the elephant that was in the room for all of these decades. Now the elephant is being acknowledged. Now we are the elephant in the room. Now the elephant is talking. He's using his trunk, he's getting the water, he's splashing himself, he's splashing everybody with the water. The elephant has spoken. Now you see us? You see us now, right? The elephant is in the motherfucking room. Now he's making noise. That's it. Stop it. But see, and I conclude by saying this. Not even from my words, from your own people's words, we created your fucking culture. But here's the thing that is so different between FBAs and everything else. We are not going to throw that in your face. We're not going to be waving the flag like, yeah, we created your culture. We ain't like that. I'm not like that. We're not going to be mushing it in your face. We just have to stand you and wake you the fuck up. Facts. I'm going to get Fat Joe right now, and then I'm getting out. It's been 2 hours. Or I might just come back and go, I don't know. But at the end of the day, this is all out of love, even though y'all showed this hate. And try to take credit. However you want to use Black Americans. It's like somebody just said about Black, the Law Dictionary, it's something, something. Black, there's like many words in the dictionary. It has many meanings. I understand Mars. Black is the classification. I get it. We are not there yet. We're not talking on that type of time. I know that stuff. Not a lot of it, but I know enough to just tell you, nigga, black is, it has many definitions. And from the Black Law Dictionary, we ain't talking about definitions. So please respect it. Respect it, King. That's it. Anyway, let's continue. Oh, I can't forget my condolences. All
right.
I just got out here from America.
Oh, man.
Right.
And then I got together with Count Machuki. And, you know, we just toast to him like diverted. And the radio station. We just toast to him like diverted. And the radio station.
When I left Jamaica, this is the music I was listening to back in the day. Ska music before reggae coming this one. Ska music before reggae coming this one.
And the shuffle and things like that. We realized that we were definitely swatting a copy of the American stuff. But after playing and experimenting along the way, we realized we could do something on our own. And then just for that difference, this is why we decided to really come up and stick to this game.
You thought we want to make some Jamaican?
Some Jamaican sound, truly Jamaican sound.
We start.
All right, that's exactly what I'm going to do because I've been on Jamaican for the past 2 hours. All right, do y'all get it now? Do y'all get it? We're going to get off it now. Do y'all get it now? I want to know if they're in understanding, and I'm not trying to sound big-headed or nothing. This is from your history. I love this quote. From the great, iconic Grandmaster John Henry Cobb. When he had that debate with the white lady and the white dude about that book. I forgot the book. Coming out of Africa Theory. No, it was something. I forgot the name of it. But he said, I debate my equals. Others I teach. I debate my equals. Others I teach. Fat Joe. I hope we don't have to ever say this again. I need some of y'all who really fuck with me. Send this shit to Tariq Nasheed, Finish the Star. Shout out to both of them dudes. Most definitely, Busta Rhymes and Fat Joe, and to the rest of them. I really need y'all to help me send this out. Family, the ones who really, really rock with me, send this shit to all of them, please. I ask you. So we're going to get to Fat Joe. I'm not going to go to the video. We already know what he said about the half and half and da-da-da. I'm trying to skip all this shit now. Thank you to the ones that donated as well. Really appreciate you. Thank you. That's the shit that keeps me going. Appreciate it. Let's go to... All right. I'm going to play... All right, hold up. I gotta put two things together. Hold up.
Talk about how much... Tino's in hip...
No, not this one. No. Hold on. But I got you. Y'all just bear with me. I got this all under control here. And with this one, with the Puerto Rican one with Fat Joe, we're going to make this short and plain because we already know who's behind this culture. We already know what it is. I don't want to hear this shit no more. And this is the thing. I'm glad we're doing this now. Save this video. I'm going to download this shit because they want to start scrubbing the internet to find this kind of information. They're going to start scrubbing it. They're going to start hiding the truth. That's why what's going on right now is very important. I can't wait to Tyree Nishi do his documentary on hip-hop. Telling y'all. Save this. Save this. Save it. Save it because this information that's on there, they're going to be scrubbing and deleting shit so we can't find it again. Because they have to keep up the narrative. They do not want us to shine, but they just want to use us, man. All right, let me shut the fuck up, bro. Where we at? Hold on. All right, no more of that. No more of that. Where we at? Grandmaster Caz, where you at, baby? Where you at, Grandmaster Caz? This is the... All right, let's get it.
If you record podcasts and videos remotely with Riverside, your content will look and sound so good, no one will know.
Now, I'm gonna have to shout out to Vlad. Please go subscribe to Vlad TV. What I'm not going to do is show the video. I'm going to play the audio. So this is what I'm gonna do. How I'm gonna do this? Hold on. Let me work my magic. All right. It's 3 minutes. Let's go to Grand Master Caz about who's the guest in hip hop. Let's go. And again, my condolences.
Lord Jamar from Brand New. Lord Jamar, that's my dude right there. I think he keeps it realer.
You ever seen some of his
interviews? Oh yeah. I love it. Lord Jamar keeps it 100. Always.
Man, you know, let me tell you something. The fact that Grandmaster Caz, has
the Brad TV has gotten onto his radar with my Lord Jamar interviews. I'm giving myself a little gold star right now.
So you've seen the Lord Jamar stuff.
Yeah.
So Jamar had a very, was a very opinionated guy. And he raised a lot of eyebrows. And he said that, that white rappers are guests in the house of hip-hop.
Wow.
Have you seen this interview, by the way?
No, I don't remember hearing him say that, but it sounds like him.
And he's not saying that they're not welcome in the house.
No, but they are guests.
The hip-hop is a black art form, and if you're a white rapper, you're a guest in the house of hip-hop. And this has sparked a lot of back and forth with a lot of different black and white rappers, some who agree, some who disagree, and, it's caused some, Jamar to go back and, address some of these people and so forth. From the world's first rapper, how do you feel about this statement?
I think anybody that got involved into hip-hop later on in the game are guests of hip-hop. And whoever existed, whatever hip-hop is or was when it started, that's what hip-hop is. And if you decide to get down with it or become part of it later on, you're a guest. I don't care what color you are. White, black, orange, Latino, it doesn't matter. So Latinos weren't involved in hip-hop directly that much in the early days of hip-hop. They were one or two. My partner, Disco Wiz, my first DJ partner in hip-hop, he used to beat up people in the street for telling them, why you hanging with them niggas? Why you hanging with Monano?
Well, he was
he was Puerto Rican, half Cuban. Okay. And we were together every day, like brothers, dressed, everything, And he would always catch flack from Puerto Ricans for being with me, And he'd knock them the fuck out, But, so when in like 78, 79, more Latinos started migrating toward hip hop, and start dancing as B-boys and stuff. They kind of changed the whole fabric of the breakdancing thing as B-boys, but it was a gradual thing as far as Puerto Ricans getting involved into hip hop. Puerto Ricans playing bongas and timbales in the park while we was playing turntables.
All right. So they are guests in the hip hop. So would you say that Lord Jamar is a guest in the house of hip hop? Is it because you got in later or because you're not black? Because you got in later, based on your definition. I would say that his lineage dictates he's in. Like you can't be you didn't have to be a slave, but if your father was a slave, your grandparents were slaves, you come from slavery. You're a descendant of slavery. Jamar's a descendant of hip hop. It's his natural birthright to be a part of this culture.
That is from the first artist, hip hop artist, Grandmaster Caz. They made him dumb it down a little bit or whatever, but he still didn't say that they created it. He just said, man, y'all cut it out, man. He said that the first Latinos in hip hop was in my group. You understand what I'm saying? But come on, man. But yo, it's crazy. I'm just gonna say, at the end of the day, y'all did not create it. Just because you was hanging on the gate and watching this shit happen does not make you the creator. Let me go to hold on. Got a couple of more days, and then I've been here long enough. We already know they didn't have anything to do with it. Fat Joe got to be quiet. Yo, if anybody's seen the Mike Geronimo interview with Math Hopper, it's very inspiring. Salute to Mike Geronimo, family. I watched that whole 3 hours. What was that, yesterday or the day before? I think it was yesterday. Salute to my guy. Yeah, it was yesterday. Salute to Mike Geronimo. If y'all haven't seen that interview, it's worth it. The whole 3 fucking hours is worth it. Whatever, relax. It was worth it. We're going to go to Mr. Charlie Chase.
Well, I'm fresh because I'm the day. And I get wild when I'm wild. I never get that far because I'm fine. And I'm going to put you on hold because I'm bold. And call it Chase for life because he's back. And Tony Tone got one because he's a rage, you know. The cold question is on because we perform. Even in a storm, we'll cheat you all.
My name is DJ Charlie Chase of the world-famous Cold Crush Brothers, the legendary Cold Crush Brothers, or as Grandmaster Caz likes to call us, the architects of hip-hop. Started back in 1975 in the Bronx, basically with a crew called Tom and Jerry. It was a disco DJ group. They were actually members of my band. One day, I went to the keyboards player's house to pick him up to go to a gig that we had. And when I went inside his house, he was DJing, and I had never actually seen DJing before. It was the first time I had ever.
Let's pay attention to the words. He never seen none of this shit before. He was in a band, which is nothing wrong with that because I love their music too. But let's pay attention to what he's saying. Salute to Charlie Chase too. Let's keep it pushing.
I've seen that, and I was watching. You know, the way he was working it, the mechanics, how he was making it happen, and like the flow, and being that I'm kind of a techie nerd person, like just watching all that really, you know, excited me, and I caught interest in that, and a couple of times of going back to see him and watching him do it, I caught the bug and decided to want to be a DJ. I come from a family of musicians, and I've always liked the funk, and I've always liked rock, and I've always liked funk music and soul music. That was always in my blood. I grew up listening to Sly Stone and all that. So when I first heard guys rhyming on a mic, you know, and they weren't even really rhyming like we were rhyming then. They were just like blurred out little things and little nursery rhymes here and there. That combined with the DJ mixing beats, you know, and certain records, and they weren't really mixing them that well either. They were just trying to mix at that time. You know,
and remember, he is saying what he is seeing. What he's seen, not what he created. What he's seen, what he's being influenced by. Pay attention to the words. I'm not saying y'all not. I know y'all not little kids, but I have to say it for the slowies in the back of the bus. That's hard-headed and I can't hear. That's for them, not for y'all. This is what he's saying.
we're at the early stages of hip-hop. So when I saw that, I was really intrigued by that. And I said, this is what I want to do. This is like, I was already a DJ and a musician. I was already playing in a band. But when I saw that, I said, this is what I want to do. This is the kind of music I want to DJ. And I started playing with doing that. And I got really good at it. I mean, the word got out, you know, what I was doing. I was getting popular. I was putting out mixtapes and stuff like that. Every time we'd go somewhere and me and Tony would go together, they would say, hey, they will make an announcement. DJ Charlie Chase and Tony Tone's in the house. So people would come over to say what's up to us, but they'd walk over to me and say, yo, Tony, what's up? Because they knew Charlie Chase was bad on the one and twos, but they figured the black guy was Charlie Chase because they couldn't picture a Puerto Rican rocking the one and twos the way they heard it on the cassette. And Tony,
that's just show you that they are not, they have not seen anyone cut records like that, nothing but black people, nothing but black dudes. So when they seen him and Tony, he was speaking to Tony thinking he's Charlie Chase. What does that tell you? That tells you a lot. Man.
He would say, no, I'm Tony. That's Charlie. And they'd have this stunned look on their eyes like, really? You know, like for real? They don't believe it. They wouldn't believe it until they actually saw me play and then they accepted it then. But the problem that I was having with that was that I was getting a lot of pushback. There was a lot of prejudice in the sense that the blacks were telling me, you know what, man, go back to your cowbells and your music. You know, you don't belong here. And then the Hispanics were telling me, what the hell are you doing, man? What are you doing playing that Jungle Boy music, you know? And I was getting criticized by both sides. What are you doing? And, you know, me, I always stuck to my guns. I never listened to what anybody said. I put on my blinders and I focused and I said, this is what I'm doing, whether you fucking like it or not, this is what I'm doing. And I stuck to it. And, it was a dream that came true for me. You know, one of the things that the way that my name came about was because I wanted to battle Grandmaster Flash at the time. And Flash was one of the kids in the neighborhood who was already established. He was already DJing. And this is pre-scratching now. We're talking before even the scratch was created.
All right. So shout out to legendary Charlie Chase. We're going to give him his flowers. Is he the creator? No. Yeah, you see, Jungle Bunny, exactly. They was doing, everybody looked at black people just down on us. They was going, using that template, looking at black people from a white person's perspective. Jungle Bunny, who call us monkeys and Jungle Bunny, you know what I mean? Come on now. So, you was not the creators. You seen the gods in work, and you was mesmerized. I got one more, and I'm pretty much done because I dropped my son off all the way to fucking Madison Square Garden, meet his mom. It was so much, trains wasn't working, all types of shit. I'm tired. I ain't even going front. It jumped right on here and fuck with y'all. I ain't even relaxed yet. But I had to give this beautiful funeral service. Can I say something? Did I do a good job? Can I ask that question? I would like to know, did I do a good job? I would like to know. Did I do a good job? I think I did pretty good. One more. Because I don't even want to play Fat Joe. I got respect for him too. But that nigga's fucked up. We're going to go to him right here. Again, everybody, go to Michael Wayne TV. Y'all niggas need to subscribe right now. Leave. Go subscribe and come back. I just want to hear a certain part because he is the first black break dancer of the world. He's going to talk about Puerto Ricans too. I want to know, did y'all enjoy this? Yeah, I'm getting a call soon, believe me. Hey, look, man, shit happens. It's all good. It is what it is, man. I ain't tripping. I'm pretty sure I did a good job. I know I did a good job. Anyway, let's go. Oh, I forgot about Crazy Legs. Crazy Legs on Star, where he was backpedaling and shit like that. My email, I'm gonna put it in the chat right now, love. Yeah, I'm gonna do Crazy Legs after this. Somebody remind me to do Crazy Legs after this.
put my email in there right now. Shorty. All right. And make sure it's the right one. All right. My email is right there, Chrissy. Right there, love. All right. All right, let's go. What we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back. What we're gonna do right here is go back.
Alright, so I'm here with, introduce yourself.
My name is, I am the first break dancer of the world. My name is Tritchy.
Okay.
King Tritchy.
King Tritchy. Okay.
All the break dancers around the world.
Okay.
Born and raised on the west side.
Okay.
I'm a west side, east side kid. I
okay.
went to school on both sides.
Okay.
Alright, yeah. What y'all really want to know is about this thing called hip-hop that the West Side created.
Okay.
Like that,
okay, okay, okay.
Because we had the first breakdance. I'm talking about we went down to the floor, we did these. I mean, we did our thing. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? I became the first breakdancer. Wow. That's real deep. Hus gave a party down in the valley.
Okay.
And we used to do house party.
Now wait, when you say valley, you don't mean up Co-op City.
Yeah, no, Co-op City is Co-op City. But of course, there's a space called the Valley.
Because people know the Valley.
You call Cedric the Valley.
Oh, you call Cedric the Valley. Okay.
That's the Valley. No man's land, because it was hardly nothing there.
Right.
It was all dark.
Right.
Boats and, you know, dark day and all that. So we call it the Valley.
Valley.
Cold as shit too, excuse me, because it was cold
okay.
down there in the wintertime, boy.
Right. Okay.
Murder. So her gives a party, you know.
Uh-huh.
Inviting all of us. And we was back. And we was like, oh, that's over there, da-da-da-da-da.
Now, is this his first party? That
his first party.
Yeah? In August?
No, this is in winter.
Wintertime, okay.
So all the same was going to back
to school.
Something like that. You
okay.
know. Her, we was doing this from 70, 71, 72, 73.
What do you mean you was doing this from 71, 73?
We started with Herc in 1970.
Oh, you was cool with Herc in 1970.
We grew up together. We actually played golf. We did a lot of things. All of us got to know. Herc came around us in 68, 69.
Came around. So wait, are you from Sedgwick? Where are you from at that time?
I'm actually born and raised on Macoons on 175th.
Macoons on 175th. Okay, so that's, is that the same area as Sedgwick 1520?
Everything is in the same facility.
Okay.
You walk down Nelson Avenue. No, you walk down University. You got to walk down there. You got to go up to Montgomery.
Uh-huh.
Go down the stairs, then you gotta go down some more stairs, then you gotta go down some more stairs, and then you gotta go down some more stairs to get to the valley.
To the valley, and that's 1520 Cedric. That's
the valley.
Step over. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, how did you meet him? You said you were calling.
Because we all used to go to the night
system. Night system?
Night system, because we used to play basketball.
Okay.
You know, back in the day, they used to have night system at the school.
Okay.
So we were going to back to our school and go to the night center and play ball and all that. So.
Night center, is that like in a school? It's a school. What was the name of the school?
82.
Okay.
Right there on University Avenue.
Okay.
That's where I graduated from before the school.
Okay.
All right. So now we used to give church parties, house parties, herpes and that with us. Coco and all of that started getting, we started grooming. Our club started getting tight.
Okay.
And we already fought each other, so everybody's family.
Okay.
So everybody needs everybody's last name, go to their houses, and this, we do that. We did a lot of things together. in our neighborhood. I mean, clean fun, sometimes we fought each other,
Right.
That's part of life.
Okay.
But then we started drilling, and I always knew how to dance. That's been in my blood since I was a little boy.
Okay.
Sorry about that. You have to be a tether, Victor, because you really said some you really hate it. And I'm not saying people to block him. Don't block him, none of that. Don't put him in timeout, nothing. Okay, there's something else you said. You said, so if blacks made and invented, let me put that out there. You said, so, and I made sure I saved this comment that you said a long time ago. You said, so if blacks made and invented everything, so homosexuality came from y'all, you are a hater. You're mad. Either you have to be from the Caribbean. You have to be from the Caribbean. You hate him because now we are telling you your culture is ours. You see, I don't want to get that fucking petty. Why are you hating? Why are you saying those? Why you have to say stuff like that? For what? Why? Why, Victor? Why? What's up? FBA betray FBA, the best at creating everything but betrayal. Even betrayal. You are a fucking hater. Why are you mad, son? Tell him why you mad, mad rapper. Why are you hating? This is what I'm saying, y'all. All we have is us. They want to mimic, copy, dress, talk, all of these things. You see what I'm saying? So when I talk out the side of my fucking neck and be upset, it's a fucking reason. Because hating ass bitch made niggas like you, son. Bitch made niggas. Because of the truth. Hated because we are the culture. Whose fault is that? Ain't our fucking fault. But you want to hate on it. Make me want to say the words that's very disrespectful, but I'm not going to say it. Relax, Mike. And I need to calm down. Thanks for the hate. Thanks for the hate. Black Americans only who I'm speaking to, all the ones who got love for us, but mainly blacks. You see. You only if you close your mouth long enough, motherfuckers will show their true colors. We are, I don't want to say the best, man, but action speaks for itself. But I don't even want to think like that. We are the crash test dummies for everybody. We are the disposable gold. We are disposable diamonds, platinum, melanin, all the hot commodities that you can use and benefit from. We are disposable to these motherfuckers. So once we see the value, we will protect it and love it. You protect what you love. We have haters out here. Haters. Haters. And it's so crazy. Not a fucking hater. Don't be mad. I want to say this because my mind is going to be, I got a flag. Look, he's mad. I got a flag. We got a flag too. You are a conquered people too. I'm just not, I don't get it. I'm sorry. I am so sorry that you don't have enough sense. I am so sorry that, you know what, I'm fuck you, nigga. This is the question. But for the rest, I love my Latinos. I love my Puerto Ricans. Grew up with them. Love my Jamaicans. Love y'all. All that. This is only for the ones that fuck with us, man. For the rest of y'all, fuck you. Because evidently you saying fuck me and mine.
Yes, and we did not flee. And I try to stay away from saying the fleeing thing. I haven't said the fleeing shit for the whole damn near 3 hours. I did not say anything about y'all fleeing. All y'all talk about, I love the quote Son said. He said, y'all are more, he said, y'all, it's like, I forgot how he worded it. Y'all become more proud of your country when y'all over here. Something like that. Y'all more proud of your country when you over here. If you're so proud, why are you here? Huh? Y'all get so proud of your country when y'all niggas are on my land. You so proud. Read the flag. Take that motherfucking flag back over there and be happy over there. You see that? So were you really happy when you were there? Just because there's blue motherfucking water, you can see your toenail in the water. What does that mean? Evidently, shit ain't working out. So you have to come over here and put your jealousy on us. Y'all niggas is weird. Only thing I got to say, blacks, you are the fucking shit. Sorry. Don't be arrogant. Don't be none of that. When you know the truth, there's nothing to penetrate you. I would love you from afar. There's no hate, but I would love you from over there. Hold your own nutsack. And this is a dangerous thing, black people. It's very dangerous. Not only we in it by ourselves, so now all the tethers, all the immigrants, the whites, neo-Nazis, all that, all of them will be against our particular group. Pay attention. Y'all niggas hate us. Haters. And let me say this about Crazy Legs real quick, because I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. You know what? I will do a part two tomorrow. I will do it. Maybe I'll come back on. I'm not sure. But if anything, tomorrow I'll do it. The shit that he did with Star last night, he admitted in his way that we did create hip-hop, which we already know. But he started infusing that, hey, I'm black, my grandmother is, my great-grandmother is black, this, that, and third, this, that, and third, with my hair grows into an afro, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Nah, homie. But you have your, it's called Puerto Rock Steady. He basically teaches kids in Puerto Rico, which is no problem about it. I have no issue with it. But you go to your country and teach them about b-boying, breakdancing, when we are the innovators of it. The creators of it. You know what I mean? Which I did, y'all did that thing with the b-boying. You know what I mean? But it was ours, and you taking it to teach your people to, and I bet you the ones you teaching, they probably not even darker than me. Or not even my hue. It's all the light brights. Just suppressing our influence, huh? Like the rest of them is doing. Suppressing our culture and benefiting from it. It's like they did with fucking reggae music. They took reggae down. It came up for theirs. It's not yours. You ain't create nothing. I'm bugging it. I have a Now, Father Montrese, you want to be cursing these motherfuckers. You're going to do worse than me and start cursing these people out. Don't do it. The number is right here. Let me put the number in, man. I'm going to take calls, and that's it. After that, because all y'all do is talk shit, but don't call in. All y'all niggas is Twitter fingers. I don't want no Twitter fingers. I need somebody to call. Big mad. No, I'm big passionate. That's not mad. How am I mad about telling y'all the truth about you? This is how I know niggas, the way niggas think, you can tell how niggas think the way they respond to what you say. That just let them know either you're slow, and I'm sorry, because my mother always told me, don't play with my intelligence. And when she say that, I know the next step is either a quick slap or I'm getting fucked up. So I've been very trained by my moms to not play with people's intelligence. She done trained me. When you say that with that face, I know it's not going to be good for me. So I'm not playing with your intelligence, but I'm just going by your response. How the fuck am I big mad? That nigga needs some serious help. Sorry. Serious help. Because I'm not stupid. Montrese, make it quick, son, because I'm ready to go. Real shit, because I got to eat. I ain't going to relax yet. Nothing, son.
Bird, no, I feel you, bro.
Go ahead, son.
You know, man, it's okay to have an opinion on things. Like, if they don't agree with what you're saying, that's cool. But for you to get in the comment section and say that, and I don't know what the homosexuality, I don't know what that got to do with this conversation, because you ain't even talking about that. So dude was just, he on something else. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what he on, but it's an opinion, man. Like, people can't get upset about an opinion or what they feel, or if somebody feels like hip-hop was started in New York, or if hip-hop was started in Jamaica. It's how they feel. It's an opinion. But when it's a fact and people know it's a fact, they get pissed off. I called before and said this. Hip-hop was started in New York City. I don't care. And I'm not from New York, but it's a fact. So I don't know why people get so upset about something that's a fact.
Right.
I mean, like Busta Rhymes, that's how he feel, man. You know, that's why I say I agree with him to an extent, but we are the culture, bro. And
yo, go ahead and talk real quick, because I gotta do something real quick. Yo.
Okay.
I'll be right back, y'all. Go ahead, if you want to speak real quick, it won't take that long. So go ahead, son. I'll be right back. If you want to talk, go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah. Okay, bro. I hear you. Y'all niggas be hate, man. Y'all can't get mad at Big Mike because he's spitting facts. I don't like it, bro. I got a problem with it, shit. I don't know what to do, man. It ain't hard to exit out of a live or exit out of a channel. Cause no matter what y'all say in this comment section, he's going to continue to speak facts. And I ain't defending him or nothing, but it's real talk. Like, y'all niggas is mad because y'all know we the culture, and y'all got to think about it, man. Like, every time we create something, they take it. And honestly, I'm tired of this shit. So I gotta stop hating.
All right, I'm back.
Yeah, bro, they behave, man. I mean, all they gotta, if they feel a certain way, all they gotta do is start their own channel. It ain't hard.
Right, I had to run downstairs real quick. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, man, I just think a lot of people just hate, man. They don't want to hear, the truth. I mean, when you grow up in the era of hip hop, real hip hop, like I did and you did, bro, you older than me.
Yo,
so
Mega,
like,
man, my nigga Mega, stop playing, call in, Mega, call in, nigga, hurry up, call in, Mega, and close it, my G.
And close it, bro. Just you know. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep spitting facts, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's what you've been doing. And I know that's what you're going to continue to do, because I know you ain't going to ever switch sides. But we are the culture, bro. And every time we create something, the white man take it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. Montrese.
Until the shit get real.
It's a lot. I even know there's a lot of people on the line. Damn, it's a lot of people on the line. I even know that. All right,
let me get up out of here, bro.
Peace, King Salute to you.
Yeah.
All right. So look, I even know there's a lot of y'all in here. So we got 316-551. I think that's Jersey. I hope that's not my son. That's probably my son. 267 Philly. We got Jersey again, 201-646. So y'all, give me please 2 minute minimum, because this phone line is about to automatically shut off in 39 seconds. Please make it quick as possible. Go ahead, fam.
Yo, what's happening with you, Mike? This is your boy, Mike B, that's also in the chat right now. Look, man, I want to make a few connections that I noticed over the past 5 years, Holmes. You know, you said about Michael Wayne channel. We started following that channel about 5 years. You also know for a fact that Bad Father got busted about 5 years ago for molesting them kids. Now, this is what I got to say. This is why I made a connection following both cases, Mike Wayne resurfacing all them old OGs from Spades. You know what I'm saying? After Bambada got caught up in that mess, a lot of them Spades started coming out telling the truth, bruh. They started coming out revealing what really happened all them years ago. Posing the fact that Bambada them been going around for years lying. Bambada legs, crazy legs, KRS-One, they all been going around for years lying about the history of hip-hop and rewriting it undercoverly where we didn't even know nothing about it. They've been going to Jamaica telling people that they corrected, that Kool Herc corrected it. They've been going to Africa doing that shit. They've been going all over. And that's where we get a lot of these Jamaican kids fighting back at us, talking about, nah, y'all ain't correct shit. It was us. And I just want to end it right there, bro. That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, man. Thank you. Definitely appreciate you calling, man. Salute to you, Mike B. You already. Peace. We're going to go to 551. Yeah, I know that's New Jersey. Area code 551, you on the air. Who is this? Is this Amari?
Yeah, bro. You hear me?
Oh, I thought that was my own.
All right. Bottom line, we came up with Hispanic, Colombian, Puerto Rican, all that.
Right, facts.
We had girlfriends, homeboys, all that would come from that culture.
Hell
you know?
Yeah.
But yes, it came from African culture, hip hop. Hip hop came from African culture, man, and we spread it to that. We spread it to all that.
Go back a little bit. Say that again.
We spread this culture.
Right.
You know what I mean? Black Africans, man.
Black Americans. We have to be very selective because now they are making sure. They making sure that they differentiate themselves from the term or the word black. So let's take out the African American. I am excluding that. There's still love for reality shows and how y'all treat us as shows because how our upbringing and how our culture is and all this stupid shit. I do not want to attach that name upon me. Black Americans, I don't want the African on it.
Right.
Sorry. Continue.
Right, and it wasn't just African. It's African people, bro. African people, bro.
Wait, African people what?
African people brought that culture, man, brought the hip-hop culture. We split it to Russia. All these different places.
This is why I wanted to make sure I was hearing what I was hearing. I heard you. I just want to make it plain and clear and sure. Let's talk about it real quick. Area code 267, that's Philly and Jersey 201. Y'all hold tight. Africa is the tree of life.
Mm.
Everybody, every culture, all parts of the world, the mitochondrial DNA and the male DNA, it traces back to Africa. We already got that. Yes, some of the rhythms and things in the nature that it's in the blood, right? So the way certain dances over here, and we never even met each other or seen each other, it's almost somewhat of a similar thing. But our culture, which we created here from the fucking classicals, We ain't even going to touch on classical for us too. All right? Then we talk about the country. We talk about the soul. We talk about rhythm and blues. We talk about rock and roll. All of those things.
Mm-hmm.
That was our
influence,
our motherfucking African influence.
Right.
And
Afrobeat.
R&B.
You start listening. People start listening. Yeah.
Yeah.
So reminding them.
They had nothing to do with our culture. Kick.
The African continent? Well, we all originate from the African continent, so that's what I'm talking about,
yes.
Africa.
Yes,
but,
we definitely originate, but that influence is not there. Our culture of fighting system.
Oh, I know what you mean. It is there, though. If you ever see their dances, some ancient dances that Africans doing for centuries.
You know what I mean?
The African dances they doing for centuries, they doing videos in the 90s all the way up. We're doing African dances, not videos.
Yes, because they adding the style.
Ancient dance.
Right, but we still didn't. I get what you're saying, but that does not create our style. It was implemented.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like other things have to take place.
We are not
a different element. You're a different element. No, you're a different element now.
Yes.
Right. You become a people. A different people that meant than what the origin was. You're different now. You've changed.
Right, just like the Chinese is the Chinese. Venezuelan is the Venezuelan.
Time has changed.
All the names.
The fruit of your experiences.
So
you are the fruit of your experience.
Right. Yeah. Also, you're saying the fruit of your parents, but the parents ain't teaching shit. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's stick there. I love this. From your parents. Thank you, Mother Africa, the mother that gave us away, the mother that sold us and never came back to look for
all those things. All the hurt,
so
everything. That's real.
And fuck you, daddy. Fuck the tree, because the tree kicked away the fruit.
The hurt. There's a lot behind it. There's a lot behind our history, man.
Don't let
a lot of hurt. A lot of things have to be healed.
We're not going for that. We ain't going for that. Sorry. We ain't going for that.
Right.
We don't want to put the battery in your back to feel good about yourselves, man. We've been for over 100 years just protesting the world with the school, taught grandmaster college lessons, taught the world, took people on school trips to Africa, they taught all y'all about Africa.
I'm descended from people taken away from Africa. I'm descended from that.
What did we take from that?
You know what I'm saying? What can we take back?
Hold on, you talking about rubber and diamonds and crude oil and
no,
gold.
No, no, no.
Oh, you talking about the Anglo Saxons? Oh, yeah, they did. Mm. What did we take from you?
I didn't say anybody took anything. Is that what you said? No, I'm not saying that.
You know what? Hold on. I need to relax. That's me. Mike, relax. Did you hang up, sir? Oh, I guess when I...
I hear you.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me relax. Let me say, I'm not going to apologize. I'm not apologizing. Is what I said is what
you
I
have
said.
To apologize.
Right, because I see the mild arrogance, the calm arrogance of what you're saying. So I'm gonna ask you nicely again.
I think you're misinterpreting it because I'm like, wow.
What did Black Americans take from your culture, sir? And please be specific.
My culture. I'm descended from people. I went to my people were taken to South America. Your people were taken to North America.
I just asked the question.
My people were taken to South America. That's the difference, you know? My people were taken to South America.
Where are you from?
And we were in South America. You were in North America. Your people.
Are you from Peru? Are you from Brazil? Are you?
And some of our people went to North America.
I'm asking.
There were separations of families.
You
can trace that back.
Nail one question. So that just goes to show me you just want to just babble and just talk without giving any concrete
No, me, possibly, you could be my religion. You could be my family.
Cool, granted. Like I said, where you from, family?
I'm Guyanese. I'm from Guyana, South America.
So,
GT.
Okay. So, you talking about Africa. All right, you from Guyana. What
no, I well, I have roots there. We all do.
We all have roots there, sir.
And we have roots other places as well.
All right, let me ask you a question again, and hopefully you can answer it, because if you don't, I'm hanging up,
yeah.
I'm not going to waste my time.
No, go ahead,
what did Black Americans take from your culture?
Take from my culture? I'm from South America. So are you talking to me as an African? But I'm like, I wasn't born in Africa.
I have descended
from Africa.
All right, so what point is of the call? Because my neurons are
No. You know what happened? African-American culture gave to everybody in the planet. No one was taking from African-American culture. African-American culture has given. And shoved it in their mouth. You were fed.
Now,
what do you say? Aren't you entertained?
This is what I'm saying. This is
African American culture has given to the world. African American has given to the world. Nobody had to take it.
You said African American culture was given to the world?
No, it has given to the world. Whatever they chose to give. Culture, style. If you dress a certain way, you wear your hat a certain way. If you talk a certain way. If you think a certain way, if you have a certain diplomatic mind about you,
right?
Yes.
So why is it
you're given order?
Given order by whom, sir?
By you, your culture that you come from, the culture you come from has given to the world. And how much you can't put a money a dollar sign on it. That's why Cass is billionaires now.
Right. What was the point of your call, sir? I want to figure this one out.
Yo, man, because I'm a huge fan of the show, and I love your show. I'm not going to take up your time, but I want somebody else to talk to you. I love you, brother.
Okay. Love
definitely,
you, too,
man. I'm rocking with you.
Thank you, man.
My dog.
Have a blessed
day. All right, Brett.
Peace.
Love you, brother.
Love you, too, man. And look, like I said, look, at the end of the day, I don't know what was that all about, but at the end of the day, I love conversations sometimes. You know, certain arrogance and what I hear from people, it triggers me. I have a problem with being angry and shit like that. But at the end of the day, sometimes we have been beat and battered so much and been taken advantage of so much. It's just time to just literally, you know, like just check them. That's it. And that's exactly what's going to happen. I'm going to go to these last two callers. I feel like I should stay for another hour, but I'll probably come back, though. We got Philly, 267.
What's
good?
What's going on, man? It's Don out of Philly. How you doing, man? Good job. I believe the brother said, no one is more proud of their country than the tether who fled. That's what he said.
Repeat that again.
He said, no one is more proud of their country than a tether who fled.
Oh, my God. Thank you, brother.
And that's common. But I want to say this, though. I think it's disrespectful how you find a lot of our brothers and sisters from the Caribbean who are either brought here as children or outright born here, in the case of Busta Rhymes, right? And what they simply do is they assimilate into foundational Black American culture. They speak our slang, our style of dress, right? Our whole swag. And then once they get to a certain level of success, they then flip it and say, oh, this is my Caribbean roots kicking in. No, you've assimilated into our culture. And we've created this lane for you to succeed. So I think it's disrespectful how they do that, even with Busta Rhymes. I'm correct. Busta Rhymes was in the 5% nation. Last I checked, that was founded by Clarence 13, next brother, foundational Black American elder from Danville, Virginia, out of the Nation of Islam. So it's disrespectful how they tend to flip things and say, oh, it's because of our Caribbean roots and we did this and we did that. And what you find is that once you start asking for, well, can you prove it, prove this, prove that, or you show them receipts, they deflect and start asking questions like, are you from New York? Are you from the Bronx? It doesn't matter. Can you prove to me this element of hip-hop was created by you?
That's right. Facts. Hey, man, well said, brother. Anything else?
No, that's it. Keep up the good work, and you know, we got to keep on. Unfortunately, it seems like it's us against everybody else.
That's exactly what it is. Peace, brother. Love you. Stay up. Stay safe. Peace.
Take care.
All right, my last call, then I'm going to come back. I'll be back, but I'm getting off after this. And I just want to continue that video, talk about Fat Joe real quick, and then get out of here. But I'll be back after this last call. We got Jersey. Dirty Jersey. Salute to all my New Jerseyans. Much love to Jersey. 201. Let's get it done. What up?
Peace. Peace, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up, baby? Talk to me.
This is Brother Nasir from the Enemies Public. It's real disrespectful when people align themselves with us and then forget who brought them up and carried them along the way. Now, Fat Joe said people don't know the facts, and that's why they say that Latinos didn't create hip-hop with Black American 50-50s. But he didn't give no example of who this was of Latino descent who helped to create hip-hop. They tried their foolishness on them. Did you see the series, The Get Down?
Yeah, I actually enjoyed it. I haven't seen it in a long time, so certain shit might just escape me. So, but now that we want to talk about it.
Peep this, brother. If you look at the movie, the series, The Get Down, they reversed the roles of Grandmaster Caz and his DJ, Charlie Chase. They reversed the roles. They made the Hispanic boy the writer of the lyrics, and they called themselves the Get Down Brother instead of Cold Crush Brothers. I peeped that as soon as I seen it, and his love interest became the Queen of Disco. They even made Donna Summer a Latino.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I'm gonna watch that tonight to get that. It was actually good, but
it was real good.
I'm gonna look at it from another lens. You know what I mean?
They reversed the rules of Grandmaster Caz and Charlie Chase. I peeped that as soon as I seen it, and I'm looking at this. I'm like, wow. The DJ is the MC, and the MC is the DJ. And then they put all this Latino influence and culture in the series. You don't see none of us.
Yeah, that's true.
And the focal point is the Latino kid and his girlfriend, who's really Donna Summer.
Right. That's true.
Because I know Donna Summer's history. Her father was a preacher. He didn't want her doing secular music. She became the Queen of Disco. That's Donna Summer.
Right.
And as far as Busta Rhymes, Chuck D named him Busta Rhymes from Public Enemy.
Yeah, Chuck D gave him that name. Yeah.
And it's disrespectful for them to come and align themselves with us. Now, Fat Joe, if he didn't get with Lost Professor and dig it in the crates, Who else was going to help him come out? He's established now, and now he's getting cocky and saying 50-50. It's not even 90-10.
Not even 90-10, baby.
He'll be fronting if he said 90-10. They came afterwards. Now, I remember Tito from the Fearless Four. I remember the Dream Team. When they did the song with Grace Jones Music, what's the name of that song? Damn, I was just playing it this evening. But that still was after, in the 80s. Prince Whippa Whip and all those other brothers that was down with Grandmaster Caz, but that still came later after the music was established. Now, these people, what they really want, brother, is participation trophies. That's what they want. Because you participated and you made a contribution to something that's already established, it doesn't make you a creator.
Right. That's the
difference between participating in something
and creating something.
Yo, listen, I'm going to run real quick, and I'm coming back, y'all. I don't know if you're talking about, I'm not high. Actually, do I got COVID while I got the mask on? Because I came in, I didn't even relax. I came and got on live. I've been with y'all for 3 hours and 11 minutes. So I'm putting my shit back
we
on.
We appreciate it, brother. And we appreciate it, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, King. I appreciate it, man. Thank you for calling in. You can call back in the next
week. And stay on them, brother. Stay on them, brother.
Absolutely. Peace, King.
Peace.
So I'll be right back. So I came and thought about the family. Thought about, am I appreciated? I'm not a robot. You dig? But I'll be back. Much love. Love y'all. All that good shit. I'll be back. One.